Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the USDA has mailed out ballots for the Farm Service Agency's county committee elections to all eligible farmers and ranchers across the country. Now, to be counted, those ballots must be returned back to the local FSA county office or postmarked by December 7th. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce says the FSA has actually over 7,000 county committee members nationwide who serve their communities by providing input on their programs at the local level.
County committees are unique to FSA and serve as a direct link between agricultural communities across the country and USDA. Now, through December 7th, farmers and ranchers in eligible administrative areas can cast their votes for who will serve on their local FSA committee.
Now, newly elected committee members will take office on January 1st. Of course, these county committee members help the Farm Service Agency make some very important decisions on its commodity support programs, conservation programs, indemnity and disaster programs, as well as emergency programs and eligibility. For more information, you can jump online and visit fsa.usda.gov/elections. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.